Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Colin Dunlap with you. The book is called 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. The author is Steve Zients, and he joins me right now on the Rivertown Brewing Hotline. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Colin. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. Thanks for taking a couple minutes. I know you're a busy man, also the Sunday sports editor at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I guess the first thing, what compelled you to write this book?
Well, actually, I was kind of a hired gun on it. This book has been done in other major league cities, and the publisher and some of our editors were looking for somebody here in Pittsburgh to do the book, and I kind of stumbled into it and just kind of took it from there and ran with it.
Now, I don't want you to go ahead and give me the whole laundry list of the 100 things, but what are some of the highlights in thumbnail form?
Well, I mean, the this is a history book, but it's not told in chronological order, as the title suggests. I took the great stories in Pirates history, and they're more than 100, believe me, and put them in order. And from starting with one, I mean, one I don't think is going to come as any great shock or surprise to anybody. It's Maz's home run, October 13th, 1960. And number two, Harvey Haddock's the perfect loss, and it just goes on from there. Fans will, or anyone who wants to read the book, is going to find pretty much every big moment, great story, great personality, great player that's ever appeared in a Pirates uniform. They're going to find in some shape or form in the book.
Steve Zients, the author of 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, joins me right now here at Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Were you taken aback, and I know you've followed the Pirates for a long time, but were you taken aback or fascinated by how loyal Pirates fans have been through the losing?
I was. I was one of them. I was one of them. I've been a season ticket holder for 16 years, and my wife had never seen a winning season before last year, but we were there, and there were a lot of people. I don't think they were as vocal as maybe they are now, but we'd see a lot of the same faces there pretty much every game.
Did you anticipate, both from a fan sense and from an author's viewpoint, did you anticipate when the Pirates won again, like they have the past couple of years, but particularly last year, that the city would come together as it did?
Didn't surprise me at all. It was, it's always been it's always had a strong following. It's a team that, it's so deeply ingrained in the city. Even more so, I think, than the Steelers. And I know that a lot of listeners are going to find that hard to believe, but I mean, this team goes back. This team goes back over 100 years, and I think that they just, if I might draw on the chapter I wrote about 1960, they had waited 33 years. The fans in 1960 had waited 33 years for the Pirates to come back, for the team to give them a reason to cheer. And as I conclude that chapter, they'd always been there, but the team finally gave them a reason to love the team back. And I think that's what happened last year with the 2013 team. They gave the city a reason to love it back.
Author Steve Zients, his book, 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, joins me right now. As you conducted and kind of pulled in all your interviews and spoke to different people, Steve, say you had an hour with somebody. Who was that one person who you said, man, I wish I didn't have to turn the recorder off. I wish I could sit with this guy and talk to him for 5 days.
I got to be honest. There's not a lot of first-person reporting in the book. It is more gathering and a collection of stories, stories that have been written over the years, but the book is maybe the first gathering place for all those stories. And what I did was I used a lot of source material. I mean, I went back through the archives. I looked at a lot of old newspapers, a lot of old magazines, old books, and gathered that material and then shaped it. I wrote the stories down. As people will find who get the book and who have already gotten the book, the stories are short. They're very readable. I mean, you can knock off one chapter in 5 minutes. They're So there wasn't a lot of time nor a lot of, I guess, need for a lot of first-person reporting, though I did talk to some people along the way. I talked to, Steve Blass is always good to talk to. He's very prevalent in the book. I probably spent more time just talking to the sax man over on the Clemente Bridge.
From a historical and journalistic standpoint, did it surprise you how well documented our baseball teams have been over the years?
It didn't, because baseball was one of the first sports that the newspapers picked up on. I even include one of the great writers from Pittsburgh's past, Charlie Feeney, deserves his own chapter in here, just because he's the only one, from the Press or the Post Gazette or the Sun Telegraph before that, that finds his name in Cooperstown.
Steve, it's getting to be summertime. It's time where maybe you could sit out on the back deck and have a beer and read the book, or maybe just before the Pirates get going on a Sunday. Number one, where can you find the book? And number two, who is it really aimed for? Who is the? It's probably a pretty wide swathing audience. But one, where can you find it, and who is the ideal audience?
Well, the book you can find on the Post Gazette's online store at post-gazette.com. You can find it in area Barnes and Noble stores, and you can also find it on Amazon.com. As far as who I was thinking of when I was writing this, I've been a Pirates fan for almost 50 years now, and I was wondering, will the old time fans, will they care about this? Every fan believes he knows everything about it or about the team. And as I found out when I was writing it, there were a lot of things I forgot I knew. I mean, I knew it at one point, but, it's sort of like going through a scrapbook. You forgot that vacation, or you forgot that birthday party. Well, that's what this book is like for the old time fan. It's going to be like a picking up a scrapbook and being reminded of all the good moments and the good times, the good games. I mean, there's some heartbreak in here too. There's a lot of heartbreak, in fact. But the old time fans, I'm finding, are enjoying it just as much as the new fan. And for the new fan, as I said, this book is it's a history book, but written in a, it's prioritized the history, so that you're not going to have to wade through a lot of the boring years, or boring games, that you're going to get everything that you need to know right up front. And then you're going to find, some things that you might laugh at, or some things that are sort of absurd as you get, in the 50, 60, 70, down into that range, after you've gone past the things that you expect to find in there.
It's called 100 Things Pirate Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Steve Zients, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes tonight.
I appreciate you having me, Colin. Thank you.
There he goes. Steve Zients, the author of that fine book. Go out and get it. Check it out. It's for sale on the Post-Gazette website as well. Amazon.com. You can find it too.